Ista focused. The smell of well-spiced stew wafted toward her. "Go in past the kitchens," Alexo's instructions had read. Two girls blocked the porch, struggling with a stubborn wheeled cart. Sisters, judging from their matching grimaces and identically styled braids.
"Going to be so late,"
the older one, who looked about Ista's age, was saying.
"Push properly, Saf."
The younger girl, Saf, Ista supposed, glared.
"I am pushing. You aren't pulling hard enough. This is sinking silly, Ruby. The magic's up. I don't see why you won't let me use my
blessing," she must have been going to say. But before she could, Ruby's voice lashed out.
"Do you want them to get you? As if your stunt the other day wasn't bad enough." "That was at lunchtime," Saf shot back. "There's never been a single attack in daylight."
"It's almost dusk now, though, isn't it?"
Ruby said with practiced patience. She noticed Ista loitering and snapped on a smile of standoffish politeness.
"Yes?"
Ista shrugged at the cart.
"Want a hand? Easier with free."
If she didn't help, they might be stuck out here all night.
"Yes," Saf said quickly. "Yes, please."
A protest budded and died on Ruby's mouth.
"Fine. But we should shift. Tide's teeth, it's freezing out here."
The cart had other ideas.
"What have you got in here?"
Ista's breath huffed with effort.
"Something made of glass," she thought.
It tinkled under the wax cloth cover.
"Pickles,"
said the sisters, straining in unison. One corner of the cloth fell back to reveal rows of jars with a duck logo stamped on the lids.
"You name it, we bottle or jar it. Gran's recipes. Our pepper sauce is the best in Shellwich. You should come by the shop and try it sometime."
"She doesn't need the pitch." Ruby rolled her eyes, reaching round to open the door. "We had a last minute order for the event tonight," she explained to Ista as warmth flowed out to greet them.
"More trouble than it's worth, if you ask me."